Crime content enthusiasts, tap in. I have to tell you about June's Journey, the captivating hidden object mystery game that'll transport you back to the glamour of the 1920s. Step into the shoes of June Parker, a daring young detective on a quest to uncover scandalous family secrets and solve the mysterious murder of her sister. With each scene explored, you'll unravel a collection of dazzling hidden object spectacles, leading you closer to the truth. Engage your sense of observation as you scour through the beautifully detailed scenes from the parlors of New York to the sidewalks of Paris in search of hidden clues and mind-teasing mysteries. But June's Journey isn't just about solving crimes. It's about escaping reality and immersing yourself in a world of mystery, danger, and romance. Customize your very own luxurious estate island. Decorate it to your heart's content and join a detective club to chat and play with other players. My personal favorite time to play June's Journey is when I'm waiting for my daughter after school in the carpool line. It's my little slice of me time on the weekdays. Although I love a good mystery, my favorite part of the game is being able to play with others. If you're craving a good mystery, looking for an escape, or some me time, why not travel back in time to the glamorous 1920s and channel your inner detective? Dive into June's captivating quest today and see if you can crack the case. Download June's Journey for free today on iOS and Android. While lounging poolside at the Fontainebleau Hotel, a woman named Becky spotted a good-looking pool attendant. Apparently, Becky wasn't shy. She asked the man if he'd like to go on a date. Unbeknownst to him, however, Becky's husband wanted to join in. Soon, all three of them would be thrust into the spotlight on an international scale. Because this wasn't any ordinary husband and wife. The couple, Jerry Falwell Jr. and Becky Falwell, were two of the most well-known and powerful people in evangelical America. The controversial couple's date with the pool attendant turned into a full-fledged relationship. And besides breaking all of their own rules, there is much more to this twisted story. Wondery presents In God We Lust, a story about a huge sex scandal, power, money, and a fall from grace witnessed by millions. The Falwells had been running Liberty University, a school so strict that in addition to abstinence, students were also taught that prolonged eye contact with the opposite sex was against the rules. Once the Falwells had gotten Giancarlo Granda into their love triangle, he was showered with a new apartment, lavish vacations, and they even arranged a meeting for him with Donald Trump. The scandalous relationship between the three of them went on for years. But a situation of this magnitude could not last forever. Word eventually got out about the throuple, and this led to international headlines, political extortion, and finally, Jerry Falwell Jr.'s empire crumbling. I'm going to play a preview of In God We Lust. As you're listening, subscribe to In God We Lust on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or listen early and ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app. Enjoy the preview.
So, Arisha, I want you to picture a pool at a luxury hotel on Miami Beach.
Oh, this is perfect. I need a vacation.
Well, it's not just any hotel. It's the luxurious, historic Fontainebleau. Back in the 50s, you could catch legends like Frank Sinatra or Judy Garland lounging poolside or walking through its giant marble lobby. They actually once had to put armed guards at the door just to keep out screaming fans.
Those were the days, drinking Manhattans with old blue eyes.
Yeah, I forgot you were a founding member of the Rat Pack.
I don't like to brag.
On this day, in March 2012, 20-year-old Giancarlo Granda is working as a pool attendant at the Fontainebleau. Giancarlo's handsome and fit. He recently kicked a bad video game habit and got himself in great shape. And lately, he's been working this hourly job, dutifully bringing towels and cold beverages to hotel guests. It's a lot of work, sweating it out in the Miami humidity. But today, something unusual catches Giancarlo's eye among all the beautiful people sunbathing by the pool. There's one guest in particular, and he's noticing how she's noticing him. She's checking him out, like really obviously checking him out. We don't know exactly how the next moment goes down, but Giancarlo walks over to the woman. I imagine he casually asks her if she needs a fresh towel or a fresh drink. She's older than him. He's guessing she's in her 40s. And he thinks she's cute. Brunette, great body, friendly smile, and she keeps flirting with him. At one point, she even takes a picture of Giancarlo with her phone.
Wow, thirsty much?
Definitely. After some chit-chat, the woman tells him her name is Becky. She asks him for his number, and he gives it to her. And then she asks him if he wants to meet at her hotel room.
Okay, this is getting interesting.
Yes, but we're not done. Because according to Giancarlo, she adds one more request. My husband, she says, he likes to watch.
Whoa, was not expecting that.
After Giancarlo finishes his shift at the pool, he gets a call from a blocked number. The caller asks him to go to a hotel near the Fountain Blue. When he gets there, Becky's sitting at the bar. She's nervous.
Yeah, I think I'd need a drink too.
They both have a whiskey to calm the old nerves. Then they upstairs together. When they get to the hotel room, there's Becky's husband, lying on the bed.
Just boom, lying on the bed?
Yep. He's tall, gray-haired, pretty handsome, maybe a little doughy around the middle. He's noticeably drunk and giggling nervously.
What about Giancarlo? Is he nervous? If it were me, I'd have so many butterflies in my stomach.
Yeah, well, Giancarlo reassures the husband that if he starts to get uncomfortable with his setup, he'll get out of there. No problem. But the couple doesn't ask him to leave. Instead, Giancarlo and Becky have sex while the husband watches.
Okay, so we're just getting right down to it.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is a grown man giggling not enough foreplay for you, Arisha? And I should say, this is Giancarlo's version of what happened that night. The couple has straight up denied this is how it went down.
Is this couple someone that we know?
Oh, just wait. The very next day, Giancarlo says he gets another call. Becky and her husband want to meet again.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, oh, boy is right. Because Becky is Becky Falwell. And her husband, the one with a voyeurism fetish, that's Jerry Falwell Jr. Do you know who that is?
Yeah, he's the son of Reverend Jerry Falwell Sr., right?
Yep. Who was one of the most famous Christian leaders in the country. And in 2012, Jerry Jr. is the president of the Evangelical University he founded.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. This meeting with Giancarlo Granda is going to turn into much more than a meaningless affair. It'll lead to bad business deals and accusations of blackmail. And it'll end in a scandal that threatens to destroy the evangelical empire Jerry's father built.
There is so much going on there that should not be occurring and needs to be stopped.
He had no limits. He had no accountability. None.
And then I learned, Becky's not as innocent as you might want to believe.
Hi, I'm Natalie.
And I'm Paige. We're the hosts of The Murder Diaries.
We're a weekly victim-centered true crime podcast. Our goal is to always keep the victim's name and light alive in our coverage of missing, unsolved, and suspicious death cases.
New episodes are available every Thursday. Listen to The Murder Diaries wherever you get your podcasts.